Blog Talk Radio.
Candy store, and all I see is nothing but cake. You are listening to the return of Unsigned Hype Radio. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Oh, my God, coming to you live and direct. Big shout-out to everybody that's listening, everybody that was like, damn, Unsigned Hype is coming back. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's been showing me a lot of love. You know what I mean? We gonna get into all of that. If you didn't know who that was playing in the beginning, that was your boy, yours truly, the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, with his song Rider. You know what I mean? So this time we're going to be playing all the real riders. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little bit different. I remember last time when I did Unsigned Hype, I used to do it. I used to mix all the artists in with majors. You know what I'm saying? And I used to get a lot of people say, Fat Man, you know, man, we want to hear the artists. We don't want to hear the majors. You know what I'm saying? And I said, okay, then, all right. So I considered it. You know what I'm saying? And been talking to a few people. So this season on unsignedhyperadio.com, we're going to be playing nothing but unsigned artists, up-and-coming artists. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have an artist corner, artist spotlight. We're going to have new information. This is a forum to network. It's all about getting your press kit together, getting your EPK. Do some of y'all even know what an EPK is? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But right now, just to let y'all know, we're being heard all the way in Sydney, Australia. Big shout-out to my girl, Serafina. She said it's Saturday morning in Australia right now. That just lets y'all know how far Unsigned Hype is going. We're already somewhere else, and it's another day. You know what I mean? Because we about to get it in. Right now, I'm about to introduce my co-host. And we're going to start having, you know, guest co-hosts, et cetera, and things like that. But my co-host has been riding with me, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing a couple of radio shows, you know what I'm saying? I kind of call her an OG. You know what I'm saying? I kind of call her an OG. You know, she does a lot of promotions out here. With a lot of you artists, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Detroit's Finest Chosen One out there. I know she's been pushing him, of course, Patron Don, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them and a host of other artists, you know what I'm saying, that she's going to be talking about. But with no further ado, let me introduce my co-host to you. I call her OG, you know what I'm saying? And everybody may know her as something else, but right now I'm going to introduce to y'all OG, the Finest BBW. Oh, motherfucking Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, sweetie?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm fine. You sound like you're, are you flying into Las Vegas now? I mean, are you flying out? You sound far away.
I'm sorry. I'm here in Vegas.
Oh. It is all good. Welcome on the show. We're glad to have you on the show. Like I was telling everybody, you know, I was telling everybody, you know, what you do as far as promotions and things like that with these local artists, you know what I'm saying, and models and videos and things like that. So kind of give everybody a little bit, a quick background of what you do artist-wise.
Well, people around here know me from my group Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women, where I started doing a little bit of promotion and event planning for our group, and it kind of spread out, and I started looking for local artists to perform at some of my events, and therefore became friends and started promoting them as well. There's a lot of raw talent here in Vegas that really needs to be put out into mainstream and needs to be exposed and promoted as such. So, you know, I'm really proud to be, you know, on board and have the ability to discuss, you know, local artists here in town, like you mentioned, Patron Don. He's really talented. He's here in Vegas. He's from L.A. You know, he's got a few albums out there. He's really doing and grinding. He's putting out a new album coming 2015, so I'm looking forward to getting that out on the market and start promoting that. Legacy Royale is another really talented artist in town, which I've had the pleasure of dealing with and look forward to promoting more. Looking into possibly even management with a couple of these artists. So, you know, I get around a little bit.
Well, that's good. Now, I know a couple of times me and you have had some conversations because, of course, you do a lot of charity events. You do a lot of local events where you'll be looking for artists. I want, from your point of view as a female promoter, because females in this music industry, promoters and such, kind of catch hell, you know what I'm saying, because they figure you're a female, you don't know what's going on, you don't know the industry, things like that. How do you feel about the way artists are presenting themselves these days?
You know, a lot of them come off as, you know, thuggish in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's just the image. It's just the image. You know, a lot of these artists are well-spoken, educated, talented people, you know, that are very artistic. And you, once you get to know them and you see where they come from, you know, then you understand their music. Like me, when an artist hits me up and says, you know, I'd like for you to promote some of my music, I get to know them as a person.
Right.
You know, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Who raised you? Who gave you love
right.
when you were growing up? You know, who
right.
are your influences? And so,
right.
you know, once you learn a little bit about the artists themselves, then it's easier to promote them and listen to their music and understand it and read between the lines when you hear the lyrics. So, you know, that's one thing I do, is I really try and get to know the artist.
Right, right, right. Now, I know you had sent me some music in the email. I know you've been networking with Ruby Red. I know you've been networking with a couple of other artists and everything. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure that we get those uploaded next week. One question that I did want to ask you, and I know we're going to have Lady Lauren in here with the Hip Hop Report. You know what I'm saying? But one question I want to ask you, as far as local music goes, what do you think is missing? What do you think an artist is missing as far as local music goes?
Exposure.
Okay.
Yep. The right exposure. Okay. Because a lot of these artists are not getting proper recognition. They're not getting the right exposure. You know,
okay.
Vegas is all good and well, but Vegas is not that big. So
right.
we really need to get more bigger artists and promoters and management and record companies to take notice. The only way we're going to do that is by doing shows like this that are going to be heard, and proper promotion and proper event planning to make it appealing to outsiders to come here to Vegas to recognize some of these local artists.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Listen, you guys are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio. It is the return of Unsigned Hype Radio. I have my girl on the phone, OG, and she is definitely letting you guys know how to present a package to her. She does a lot of charity events. She does a lot of events where she's looking for artists. She's looking for artists. And she has venues and no venue owners that would be interested in putting an artist on. It's just that we're not presenting ourselves right. So this is one thing that Unsigned Hype does that we used to do, and we still going to keep doing it. We're going to support our artists, and we're going to show you how to package your shit right and present it in a proper manner. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, it's 5:13 out here. Right now, we're going to get into a local group, OG. They're called I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're called Ace Fam, okay? And the name of the song is called Here We Go. Like I said, we're coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know, this is Unsigned Hype Radio, the return of Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. Y'all can hit us up if you got any questions, concerns, or anything like that, or if you just want to shout out what you're doing yourself or anything like that. Like I said, this is the pilot. So this is the time to get your shout-out there and let everybody know where you're at, where you're representing, where you're from, and what the hell you're doing. Hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you can't get through, hit me up on my personal cell phone. Y'all know I always do the crazy shit like this. Get my personal cell phone number, 702-475-1109. You better call me today because tomorrow it just might be off. All right, then, y'all. Here we go. Ace Fam, Unsigned Hype. Let's go.
Talking about, well, we gon' have to show them that.
Hey,
here we go again. again. Plenty times I had to ride for my clique. If I had to die for my clique, I'd come back to life for my clique. I'd come back to life for my clique like, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Bruce go do, cause the heat right above you. Flip flex, homie, go ask for the flesh. Age them sick, homeboy, no tissue. Pop, 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 make a issue. Little bit psycho, but not nah, man. So let her do step, he gon' ask for a wish. We'll stay turned up, gotta have a whole glass. We'll lean with the perp, and I tell a hella match. So real G's in my game, fake dudes, hella lame. My G's in the same break, y'all for some change. Motherfucker fame, it's all about the money. I just want the whole world to film my story. Please don't forgive me, what you can't hear me. It's like you don't listen, now Tim gifted. We gon' make it, don't get it twisted. Real spit on the mic, spin some super nice. Let me do it right, flies in a satellite, higher than a jet plane. Think we playing, man, AFP, I'll show you to them lights, man.
AFP, I'll show you to them lights, man.
I'll snatch your life and what you stand for. What do you stand for, other than being a snitch? Miss Hitty, you be slurping the drip. Funny little dude, you be swallowing the kids.
These people talk about us and don't know who they be talking about. Well, we gon' have to show them, man.
Hey, man.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Plenty times I had to ride for my clique. If I had to die for my clique, I'd come back to life for my clique. I'd come back to life for my clique like,
here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Rolling with my main ace. We got on our game faces. Soon as the game changes, they gon' look at us like, hey, those are the game changers. We lions, you can't tame us. Beat boys twist you into a beat, boy. Eat, burp, break bones, and use each piece to clean our teeth, boy. It's destroyed when it's too close to us. Like beat, your career, your girl, and a friend. But that's just how we grew up. We can better get your crew up. I got Rascal 2-1, P-O-T, Jody, Saints, Fresh, Brother Re-A, Boogaloo, Mac, better known as Sneak. That's me. Oh, you ain't get it yet? We've been a threat. Like cowheads in a jet. With a sketch of your house job and where cross streets intersect. Bring your terror straight to ya. We'll run straight through ya. Enough with the fake new stuff. Real, real, that'll do stuff. Like lucha, punch ya, cut ya, snap ya.
Talk about us and don't know who they be talking about. Well, we gon' have to show them, man.
Hey, man.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Plenty times I had to ride for my clique. If I had to die for my clique, I'd come back to life for my clique. I'd come back to life for my clique like,
here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. With a great friend. Put the watch to the watch book. Compete, Luciano. Come on, play me out pronto. I got two ears, but don't be here. But y'all be saying, you can't be me. Because I be where the money is, yeah, yeah. Hey, see, see, bam, bam. Run up and you get done up. Click, click, the plan, plan. And all that bro talk. No, I don't really speak that language. No, I don't really understand it. I'm too hot, bam, and you can't even follow when we rollin' the Ferraris and the Beamers and the Benz on camera. Talk about us and don't know who they be talking about. Well, we gon' have to show them, man.
Hey, man.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Plenty times I had to ride for my clique. If I had to die for my clique, I'd come back to life for my clique. I'd come back to life for my clique like,
here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again.
That's H-Bam. What is going on, y'all? Unsigned Hype Radio coming to y'all. Gina, your thoughts?
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, I think. That
okay, yeah.
That
did, yeah, you heard you heard that too?
Yeah. I don't know what that
yeah,
was,
I heard
but
that,
definitely want to re-listen to that one for sure.
Yeah, I heard that too. You know what I'm saying? And this is why people, you know, this is why we do Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? We you know, on here, it you're supposed to express your feelings, express yourself, or this, any other, send in your best music. But sometimes artists, you need to listen to the music before you send it in. I don't know. It may be a technical difficulty on my end. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. But make sure you guys listen to the music because you never know who. OG or myself may have listening that's looking for artists to perform on certain bills out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You never know. So you got to keep, you know, make sure you're putting your best foot forward, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I know we was getting ready to have, I was getting ready to bring in Lady Lauren and ask her a couple of questions and things like that. As far as now, I know you're out here in the streets a lot, and you hear a lot of music because you turn me on to a lot of music. Give me some of your favorite local artists. Everybody's always talking about the majors and this, that, and the other. We know about Drake and everybody like that. Give me some of your favorite local artists. Now, this is something that we're doing new here on Unsigned High. We're giving the local cat, you know, his spotlight, his chest too. So you give me some, and I'm going to give you some of mine.
Well, you mentioned one in particular, Patron Don. Like I told you, he's out of L.A.
Right.
He is Ice-T's fam. He is associated with Ice-T.
Really?
You know, in his mid-30s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in his mid-30s. He's been producing a lot of music for a long time. He's been in the game for a minute. He's more of a backstage kind of guy. He'll perform, but that's not his main goal. His main goal is writing music and getting it out there. And he's got some real talent. You know, he's coming out with, I think it's his fifth album. It'll be out, like I said, 2015. You definitely want to keep your eye on him. And LB Money, which is his brother.
What's his name again?
LB Money is his brother. And then they operate under Moneymakers Entertainment. So, yeah, you definitely want to keep your eye out on them. Another local artist that you tapped in on is Ruby Red. Ruby Red is a female artist.
Yes, she is.
She is raw.
Yes, she is. Very raw. Very raw and to the point.
Yeah. And, you know, she's got a lot of talent. She's got a lot of energy. She, you know, is a full woman as well. I particularly like her. She's a thick girl, and because I represent thick women in this town, you know, I think she fits in great in this town. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
You know,
right.
She's tough. She's a tough cookie. She uses a lot of her background in her music. You know, she brings it out. She's not ashamed of her past or her life.
Right.
And
her sexuality.
Her music.
Right. Make sure that you post Patron Don, and I've already posted. We put Chosen One in the Unsigned High Spotlight. You guys go and check out their videos. You know what I'm saying? Start getting familiar with this music. You guys just don't know. Internet radio is taking over. You just don't know what the next wave is coming in 2015 and 16. It's internet radio. Why? Because internet radio is uncensored. Why do you think Cyrus Radio and all these other internet radio stations is doing so big, iHeartRadio, things like that, is because they are uncensored. They give the artist chance to be an artist and to express themselves. Yeah, we do want major radio play. You want to do two songs and stay on both sides of the fence, you know what I'm saying, because you want to be able to reach all masses and everything like that. But here on Unsigned Hype Radio, you get to express yourself. So, listen, we're going to get into somebody right now. This is somebody, OG, that I want you to kind of consider on your next charity event. This little young girl is 18 years old. She's already got over 90 shows under her belt, and that's just out here in Las Vegas and L.A., California. You know what I'm saying? She goes by the name of Hope Spin. I'll be posting her music up on the wall in just a second. You guys check her out. I've helped produce her. She's coming off the Jama record label, you know what I'm saying? And this is Hope Spin, one of the youngest artists out here right now. OG know a couple of other young artists, up-and-coming artists, and we're going to be doing that because we're going to be spotlighting the kids, too. We're not forgetting the teens and this, that, and the other. I know we kind of get kind of raw on Unsigned Hype, but we're not going to forget the teens and stuff like that. You know, we can't forget the babies. You know what I mean? So here we go, y'all, with Hope Spin and Feel the Beat here on Unsigned Hype Radio. Hit us up, 347-884-8810.
Get on the beat and let them know that you got it deeper in your soul. Get on the beat and let them know that you got it deeper in your soul.
The crowd is waiting, I'm getting in my zone. don't have time for haters, they cannot leave me alone. Didn't faze me then, won't faze me now. As I make my way through the crowd, I just wanna get loud. Feel sure from steps that you get from the beat of the song as you hum along. Feel the ground move around to the sound of the beat pound, go ahead shake it down. Feel the music of the song and the wind running hip in your home or on your phone. Feel the heat of the beat in your feet as you leap to the floor to sing the song.
Now, that girl is 18 years old. We've been working with her since she was, like, 14, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, she shot videos and everything, doing it out here on the grind, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and be 18 years old. Now, how did you feel about that song?
I liked it. She's got a lot of energy. I would like to see her perform in person, definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be setting up some things going down on Fremont Street and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know one of the things that we were talking about on here, OG and everything, big shout out to Lady Lauren and this, that, and the other. Hope everything is okay. Big shout out to her. I know she had an emergency and everything, and she will be on next week to come with the, you know, the hip-hop gossip and the local report. You know what I'm saying? Some of you local artists ain't doing what you're supposed to do and out there on your grind like you're supposed to be on your grind. And Lady Lauren is gonna let you know that you are not doing. You are in compliant. You are out of pocket. So listen, we're talking about press kits, EPKs, things like that. I'm sitting here, and of course, going through my notes and things like I do when I'm on the computer. Of course, we go through Entrepreneur Magazine. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. The ingredients of a press kit. Okay, whatever size your business is, you can make a good press kit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that press kits are more than just for artists. You know what I mean? But you need to have certain things in your press kit. It says, what does a media press kit, what exactly is it, and what does it contain? A press kits are just for large, high-profile businesses. You know, they're also for the entrepreneur and the up-and-coming artist. You know what I'm saying? Or a broker for a large commercial company may need a press kit, while many companies adopt aggressive marketing campaigns. Now, this is something that we usually talk about, and that's marketing yourself and everything like that. I mean, you have to put yourself out there. That's one thing that OG was talking about. She say exposure. We don't want to keep having shows to where artists are performing for artists. You know what I'm saying? That's getting kind of old. You know what I mean, and everything like that. Do you not agree?
I do agree. And you know, a lot of the thing that's going on now, like more on the East Coast, is showcases. A lot of these artists are being promoted and getting the proper exposure because they're participating in showcases. You pay your entry fee, you perform your music, you're judged, and then the winner of the showcase gets a distribution deal or, you know, whatever type of deal they're offering as the prize.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's something that we really need to look at doing here in Vegas, which I've already started. Hopefully in October we'll have a model showcase and then move on to, you know, musical artists. So we'll definitely look into that.
Exactly. That's one thing artists do need showcasing. Now, one question I want to ask you, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, was exactly, let me go back because I never did answer the first question. Some of my favorite local artists, of course, big shout out to P-Dot Freeze, you know what I'm saying, Hood Scent. Who else I listen to? I listen to Bobby Bon Jovi, big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. I listen to one of my cats, His Majesty. You know what I mean? We've all done music together. Of course, Yaya, you know what I'm saying? Ruby Red, you know, everybody, you know, from the Skull family, things like that, you know what I'm saying? C-Night. Dress Kits. I fucking lost my train of thought. Shit like that. Press Kits. This is,
yeah, definitely,
we got,
you know,
on.
A lot of these artists need to create their press kit. They need to sit down in front of a video camera and basically give their resume. What have you done in your past? What inspires you? What is it you're looking to do in the future? You know, you have to, if you want to be known, if you want to have that proper exposure, you have to represent yourself in a press
right.
kit, in an EPK. Get your EPK together. Get it, you know, on video, you know,
right.
get it done professionally. So, yeah,
exactly.
Definitely a lot of these artists need to step it up when it comes to their image. You know, they have
okay.
to represent themselves and step it up a little bit more.
Okay. Now, the question that I was getting ready to ask you, and I just forgot about it, and it said in the other, in these days and times with showcases, trying to get to the next level, things like that there, do you recommend artists paying to play, paying for a slot to open up for someone, paying to get their music played, et cetera, et cetera? How do you feel about that?
Yeah. You know, I kind of see both sides of the fence on it. You know, I personally, if I was an artist and if I wanted that exposure, I probably would pay. I probably would pay to get the proper exposure. You know, and then there's a lot of them that say, no, why should we have to pay to get exposure? We'll be recognized by our music. You know, somebody will hear it and want us. Well, yeah, how long are you going to sit there and wait for it to happen? You know,
right.
it's a one in a
right.
million chance. So,
right.
you know, it. I can see both sides of the fence, but, you know, myself personally, yeah, I probably would pay to enter into a couple of contests or, you know, some type of event to where I'm going to be exposed a little bit more.
Right. Well, like everybody's saying, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about basically getting yourself together, kind of where we left off last season. It's the new season, so we got to kind of recap and go over everything because a lot of artists aren't really presenting themselves. We're getting tired of getting the CDs written with Sharpie. If you can go and get a CD cover done, you should be able to press up a CD cover or put a label on it at your house if you got, you know, a labeling machine or anything like that. They sell all of this stuff in the store that can at least give you the opportunity to present your music in a professional manner so any venue, manager, promoter can take you seriously, not look at yourself and set it up on the shelf. You get shelved that way. You never get, and people miss out on a lot of opportunities, you know what I'm saying? So you have to make a press kit, you know what I'm saying? It says music groups often hire a manager or managing company to help them get booked in venues or even get record deals. If a band or artist is just starting out, sometimes a single member of the band or the artist is designated as a contractor, as a contact or manager. You know what I'm saying? The advantage of having a manager is that they contact companies, press contacts individuals with information and promote the band or artist in places that cater to band and artist style. Now, I know you hear about everybody because I know you tell me artists ask you to be their manager a lot. I get asked the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And just FYI, if you guys need to make a band website and this, that, and the other, my people at bandzoogle.com/band websites. Y'all hit them up, tell them Fat Man sent y'all, go make you a band website and everything. So, Gina, I mean, I kind of feel if you can get a manager that's well, that knows the industry, knows what they're doing, and your manager has to believe in you. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the days, you didn't have to pay somebody to get a record deal or for somebody to start backing you. It was they backed you because of your talent. Am I right, OG?
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of the time is a lot of these managers out there, it's all about the money, and they don't really even believe in the artist. They don't even care to believe in the artist. They figure if the artist hits it big, they start making money off of whatever they sell. And, you know, if you don't really honestly believe in the artist, why would you even bother to represent them? You know, I've been asked, why won't you represent me? Why won't you manage me? Well, first place, I don't feel capable enough to do that. I've never managed an artist, so I'm not, you know, big in the music industry. I wouldn't pretend to even know anything about it. And I would never want to shortchange anybody. And I wouldn't want them to lose out on anything at that expense. You know, it's just not right to me. I try and promote, you know, some of the artists that I deal with, and I'm happy to, you know, put my name in front of theirs and say, yeah, I recommend this person. Yeah, I think this person is wonderful. I think this person is, you know, artistic and great and amazing, and you should really let them play in your venue, or, you know, I'll do that. But as far as management, you know, maybe a little bit later on down the road, I'll look into it. You know, I know a few artists out there that are waiting for me to make a decision, it'll come. But in the meanwhile, they know that I've got their back. They know that, you know, I'm always there to, you know, help them, push them, promote them, do whatever I can, because I believe in them and I believe in their artistic abilities and, you know, I believe in their passion. So,
I don't mean to cut you off, but don't you think that's the most important thing is believing in the person that you're working with?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Because if you, and you well know this, because you and I have had one-on-one conversations about a few artists here in town, and you know how I feel about them, you know how I, you know, push them, and I get upset with them if they aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, and, you know, it's all about how you feel about that. So that's why a lot of these guys and girls, they need to get their EPKs together. They need to do their resume. It's a resume of your life and what you aspire to do with your music. And if you don't let people know, you know, what you're about, how are they going to listen to your music and get anything out of it? You know, they won't know what you're putting into your music. They have no idea where you're from, what life experiences you've had that's made you, you know, the person that you are now, the artist that you are now. So definitely they need to step up their game.
Exactly. Now, y'all listening to Unsigned Hype. Y'all, this is the new season of Unsigned Hype, and we're just giving up a lot of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to help you get yourselves together, to present yourselves better, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to play a couple of our artists right now. We're going to get into The West Coast Made Me Do It by yours truly and my man Yaya from the Skull Fam, you know what I'm saying? If you guys got any questions, want to ask me or OG any questions, y'all hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. Let's go with this shit.
Ha. The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid. Ha. What? Yeah. Ha. The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid. Ha. Fat man. Ha. Yeah.
I'm so Long Beach, that's what my mama told me. Brought me to the Dells in 88, so they mowed me. A young reputable, rider and respectable. Fuck any amigos and bitches on the testicles. I'm a legend, I've been banging since 11. Always packing me a weapon cause the O stay threatened. Get that bossa, always talking wassa. I mob up in the club and knock the drink out your tassa. Rasa, you didn't know about them killers. Cowboys, West Side, Long Beach, nigga. Affiliated con la mierda, no me joda. Boricua, vendiendo la droga en copitola, pendejo. No venga con la mano y pidiendo. There's a hustle in every move, vendiendo chocha hasta pelo. Fat man, you know I had to get it. Any problems on my mama, we can surely deal with it.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
Ha! 313 to the LBC. Huh.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
This grip, nigga. You didn't know that the fat man was a spit, nigga. Underestimated cause I'm just a big figure. I'm taking all your shit, the fat boys be legit, nigga. You didn't know I couldn't spit, I got massive flow. Cause you see me on TV with a cooking show. You skinny motherfuckers, y'all niggas got to go. My rhymes are complicated just like an obstacle. An obstacle.
Foot on the gas, cruising LV. Keep blowing on that loud, all mad and OC. Middle fingers to the haters as I'm chucking up the D. Just a East Coast nigga and I'm repping 313. West Coast. Baby, do it, sip it on that fluid. About to grab the mic and spit heat cause it's fluid. All you niggas in your crew better duck when I come through. See, walk your name out, this is 7-0 true. The land of the few, legend be my status. I got my skull family, what it do, nigga, what's happening? Barbecue slapping, fabric keep it cracking. A West Coast nigga with a East Coast passion. Y'all niggas keep me laughing, your fruity ass rapping. You really think you relevant, you really just be passing. You fake motherfuckers, don't get it twisted. Drama's in the mix.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
And I'm whipping 313 to the LBC.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
Hanging out on the motherfucking West Coast. Y'all know who it is. Fat man. Yeah, yeah.
A great time, cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, lay in the sand, watching the stars beam. Cold cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikinis. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment cause you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Bad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, let it ride with that energy upon me.
Nigga, cheers off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all.
White tips scratching on your toenail. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow dance. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, sipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigns what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings. Keep it solid. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, and we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Taking trips across the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all.
loving me, never leaving me, girl.
Yeah, you got unsignedhyperadio.com coming at you, and that was my dude Yaya and my man SK, you know what I'm saying? That's how we ball, and before that, that was me and my man Yaya, of course, you know what I'm saying? Skullfam is definitely in the building. The West Coast made me do it. We even got the CEO, owner, founder, gold digger, the man with the investment, this, that, the other, on the phone all the way from Denver, Colorado. They smoking a lot of weed in Denver, Colorado. What's going on, D?
What's good with you, man, Fat?
Man, what's going on, player, man? I'm glad you was able to call in. I know you're coaching your son's Little League football team, right?
No, not coaching. He's in football, so he has his practices four times a week now.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I know me and you talk about is about these artists getting back and giving back to the community. And I know that you're one of the spearheads of that. You know, that's one of the things that you and Skull Family do. You definitely give back to the community, man. Kind of explain to everybody, man, who you are and what you do with Skull Fam Records.
Well, I'm D. Jones. I'm co-founder of Skull Family Records. Yeah, co-founder. Also, the artist is Yaya. Right now, we are relaunching the label this coming up, like December time area. We're back doing events. We're actually going to be doing an event with OneBluntRadio.com from Denver for the official pre-party for the Las Vegas Hip Fest, October 4th. So we're going to be doing a pre-party October 3rd. Information is going to be let out soon. Any artists that are interested, get with Fat Man. Fat Man will direct you to me. We'll send you the information. You know, there's going to be some headliners. Prime spot, give you somewhere around downtown probably. You know, Skull Family Records is coming back to do stuff in Vegas. Got some singles dropping. You just played one of them. We're going to be dropping that on iTunes soon. I know you guys are going to be shooting a video pretty soon, I heard.
Right, yeah. We're going to be doing the West Coast Made Me Do It, you know what I'm saying, and getting a video done. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, how important is it for artists? I know you network and you send a lot of your Denver artists to California. A lot of your California artists come out to Denver. How important is it for artists to network cross country like that? You know what I'm saying? And switch, get on other people's tracks and everything. Technology is so advanced these days. You know what I'm saying? So what do you say to artists when they're like figuring like they're stagnant or man, I can't get out there or anything like that?
I mean, your music is only going to go as far as you take it. You stay in your comfort zone, your hood, your city. You know, if you stay there, that's as far as you're going to go. Social media gives you a lot of leeway of getting across the state. I know artists from California that are dealing with artists in, I think, France. You know, they're doing videos with them, and their videos, you know, they're doing video, their side, their video out there, they're doing this side of video out here, and, you know, they're making it work. So it's as far as they get. Me, personally, I think artists, doesn't matter what opportunities they have, they need to definitely get on tracks with different artists from different states, different countries, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. So what's on the agenda next for Skull Fam as far as music-wise? Because I know we do have OG on the phone right now, and I know she's going to be doing some charity events and things like that, and I'm pretty sure you guys have met before and everything. You've been networking, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. What's coming up on the new horizon? Because I know Yaya is in the studio with Battle Cat right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a track that Battlecat produced that he's going to be working on. We're trying to keep that on the under as much as possible. But Yaya's single, like I said, Yaya's single is going to get released, the remix. SK, also known as Lyric, we're going to get him and his single out pretty soon. Like I said, before the end of the year, everybody's single should have been dropped. We have A&B in Utah. He's got a single coming out. He's also, from what he told me, he's going to probably end up doing a song and video with Compton AV, which, if you guys don't know who that is, he's an up-and-coming artist out of L.A. That's got slappers. I know he's been in Vegas. He's performed in Vegas. So him and A&B are supposed to be getting a track together. So, you know, that's going to be a banger. So, you know.
All right. Any now, there's any artists out there that want to holler at you, because in case you guys don't know, D Jones is one of the graphic artists. He did the Unsigned Hype poster, not the new one, but the original one that I had in the beginning. That's on my Facebook wall and everything. If anybody wants to get at you for graphics, artists that want to submit music to you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at on Facebook, D Jones, so it's D-E-E and then Jones. Instagram, Skull Family Records. The records is spelled with a Z, not an S. If they can't find me those two ways, go through you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can always get them to me.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man.
I have a question for how are you, Mr. Jones?
I'm pretty good. And yourself?
I'm well. I invited you to my event, which you unfortunately were not able to attend. So I just wanted to know if Fat Man and I have a special invitation to your event.
Oh, of course. Of course. I know sooner or later Fat Man's going to be getting at me about hosting the event. So, you know, we'll be talking about that, I know, coming soon. But, yeah, most definitely you guys are going to be invited. I know we're going to probably try to see if we can get a live feed from you guys on a special day for that night. It's a Friday night, so but most definitely.
Wonderful. I look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, always, exactly. Always. You know me, I'm going to be calling in here and there. But we'll be out there in October.
All right. And with the don't you have something going on in October, OG?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a model showcase, and I will have a few performers performing. Patron Don, I will have Detroit's Finest, Chosen One, Legacy Royale, and Mingo. Mingo will be performing as well, so definitely.
Cool.
Please come out for the show.
I mean, I'm busy for now, so, you know, but if I don't, somebody from Skull Family will be there. You know, we do have our people out there in Vegas, so.
Exactly. This is what we're talking about, everybody. This is what we're talking about. Cross-country networking, you know what I'm saying? You see, now, you know, they done hooked up, now already been made, getting ready to make plans, get artists, get music played and things like that. Only on Unsigned Hype do we do shit like this there. So listen, D-Man, I appreciate you calling in, man. You make sure you hit me off with some more music, and I will be in touch with you with that venue ASAP.
Okay, and I also got to give a shout-out to my son, Mr. Jones.
Go ahead.
And my wife, Kim. She's also the president of our label. I'll talk to you. Okay. Hang on. Hi, Las Vegas. And what company do you work with?
Go Family Records.
How about you?
All right, man, I got to go. All right, kid, man. Stay up, man. 600.
All right, man, go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then also we got a big birthday shout-out to my big homie out there, my man Jordan. My man Jordan turning the big 1-6. Boy, I wish I was 16 again. You know what I'm saying? Boy, the things that I could do if I was 16. So, Jordan, man, happy birthday to you. Hope you have many, 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 many more. You know what I'm saying? You're not old enough, so Fat Man can't take you to Sapphire just yet. But when you do,
don't you tell my baby that.
Jordan is a wonderful young man. You know what I'm saying? His OG son, and today is his birthday. You know what I mean? And I was riding with him, and they was trying to figure out what they was gonna do and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So Jordan, you have a wonderful birthday. And if Fat Man can do anything to make it better, I think I'm going to play this song for you. This is your boy Fat Man with Fat Man's Party here on Unsigned Hype Radio. Happy birthday, Jordan. You have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time today, you know what I'm saying? Because you only get to be 16 once. So turn up. Shit. Hell, turn up for all of us. Yeah, but just don't turn up with too much candy, because I know your mom ain't going to let you drink nothing because you ain't a lady to drink. So don't turn up on too much candy and everything and get a tummy. We don't want you to get no tummy ache. We don't want him to get no tummy ache and everything, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man and OG coming to you on the UnsignedHypeRadioShow.com. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big today. I know OG was telling me, too. You got some shout-outs, OG?
Yeah, I got some West Coast shout-outs. Halified Records. Yeah, Oh So Vicious out of Halified Records. Kryptonite. Okay. Danny Cisneto, Danny Boy Promotions, OG Rome and Road Dogs, and Bugsy Blunt, okay. All West Coast artists. You know, they're all... Okay. Awesome, amazing artists. So definitely keep your eye out on for them. You know, check them out on YouTube, SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. They're on everything. Definitely want to check them out.
Right. Now, one thing before we get back into some more artists and everything. How do you feel about artists putting their music up on YouTube, do you think that is another form of getting overseas? Because I know we got a lot of people that listen overseas. I know they listen to our show on Sunday's Pillow Talk Radio with myself and G-Spot and Lady Lauren, you know what I'm saying? That's every Sunday at 5 p.m., you know what I mean? And, you know, we kind of get talk about things that other than artists, but we're starting to implement artist segments in our show, you know what I'm saying? So how important do you think that YouTube social media is to an artist?
Very, very. I think that the only person who's really going to seek out your best interest as an artist is you yourself. So if you're not out there promoting yourself, if you're not on the grind every single day pushing your music and promoting yourself, ain't nobody else going to do it for you. Unless you pay in some big money for a management to do that for you. Which, you know, if you're up and coming, you really can do that. But as an up and coming artist, you got to be on the grind. YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb, Nation, you know, wherever you can put your music and get it across to somebody, you got to do that. So, yeah, definitely, you definitely want to get it on YouTube. You definitely want to get it, you know, on SoundCloud or whatever you can get it on, you know.
Okay. Okay, quick question, because I get this a lot, and I know you probably do. How do you feel about artists coming out with a new single every week or every other week?
If it's coming out every week, it probably ain't worth shit. You know what I mean? If you're popping out music that fast, I don't think it's going to be that great because you're not putting that much effort and soul and energy into it. If you're just spitting into a mic and you're just, you know, whatever comes off the top of your head, but you're not putting in the passion, the time, the effort, the energy into that one track, then what do you expect? You know? So I really, you know, even though it's great if you have that talent that you can just, you know, break off like that every month, you know, come out with a new one or whatever, that's great. But you have to really look at the material. Is it really quality material?
Okay. All right. So you're trying to say, which I've heard, you know, big shout out to my man, Mr. J.D. McDonald with Island Def Jam. He sends me a lot of tweets and everything of inspiration, and he says artists need to stick to one song and make that one song work because it only takes one song to catapult you on to the next level. Do you agree with that?
I do, for a lot of reasons. If you put all your love, passion, inspiration, your blood, sweat, and tears into one song, and that song is great, but you're bouncing off to the next project before you even push that one song, then it's not going to get heard. It's not going to get the proper, you know, listening to that it needs. You got to treat each one as a baby and nurture it and push it, you know. You have to. You have to really push what you've put your blood, sweat, and tears into.
Okay. Now, a lot of artists may sit and go, and I know they're listening right now, you know what I'm saying? And if any artist got anything to say, y'all can hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. A lot of artists sit back and they go, well, you know, they're not really checking for that song, they're checking for this one. Or they really didn't like that song, but they like this one, and this and the other. How important is feedback? You know, and a lot of artists really can't handle honest feedback. Hey, that song, you know, it was too much bass in it. I really didn't like that one, really didn't make me move, or this, that, and the other. And then they're constantly hitting your page with this unsolicited music that's probably not even copywritten. What do you tell that artist?
You know, when I have an artist send me music, you know, like I've told them in the past, I'm really nobody. I have an ear, and I listen, and I read between the lines, definitely want to get to know the person so I understand where the music is coming from. But, you know if the song is good within the first half a minute. You know if it's worth listening to. You know, the beats are right and the lyrics are strong and, the energy is in it, you know within the first few seconds of a song. And, you know, not too long ago I had an artist that, you know, sent me, I mean, it was as long as my hand, a message with all of his music on it. And it was probably about 30 different songs. And I listened to about 10 out of the 30. And he says, you know, I want you to tell me the honest truth about, you know, what you heard. And there was a lot of songs that were, the beat was too fast and he was spitting too fast. And I said, you know what, your image, your photographs, the way you speak, I think you need to slow it down. And I like the slower songs that you did, and I really listened to those, and those suit you as, you know, an artist more than the faster paced music. And he was at first kind of taken back, I think, by my comments, but then took it to heart and you know, thanked me and whatnot. And I said, you know, this is my opinion. This is not, you know, anybody else's. This is just my opinion, and I'm one person. So, you know, I'm just telling you what I hear and what I see and what I like. And as far as knowing you as an artist, I think your style is more of a smoother sound, a slower beat, a slower song, because his voice is deep and his voice was more, I would say, appealing to women, more of a sexy, seductive voice. And so I think he needed to slow it down. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, listen, you were sitting here talking with the Fat Man and my girl OG. You know what I'm saying? She's just dropping some knowledge on you artists to let you know from a woman's point of view, a female promoter, a female listener, and of local music. She's letting you know this is what you need to do. It's always good to take constructive criticism.
Definitely.
People are not out
if you
to
can't take it, forget it. You're in the wrong game.
Yeah, in the wrong business. You are in the wrong business. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Gina, you know, she used to do a lot of modeling and things like that. She has to deal with the public. She has to be honest with you.
Yes.
She don't want you getting up there representing. She don't want you getting up there representing her company, and you're not professional. You're not ready. You're not ready as an artist. And when we say you're not ready as an artist, yes, local cats, yes, you do need to rehearse. You do need to get together with your group and rehearse and go over these songs instead of trying to get up there on stage the night of the performance and wing it. Now, me and OG, we're old school. You know where we come from. It was about playing the track, and you perform to your track, not perform over your lyrics. Am I right, OG?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I don't want to hear any of that. No, you got to be real. You got to be real 100. If you're performing, you can't be going over your own lyrics like that. No, I won't have it. Won't have it. Because if you're talented. And if you're talented enough to record it, then you're talented enough to perform it.
Right. Exactly. So this is what we be talking about. You know, it's about an artist being an artist. When Gina puts you in front of those A&Rs that she know, and she's putting her neck on the line, or maybe in her case, her breast on the line for you, you better get up there and do what you better get up there and do what you're supposed to do in a professional manner, because you never know how much she's probably been pumped you up and this, that, and the other. You never know. The deal might be, it might be a done deal. They just want to see the performance. You know what I'm saying? So you guys got to start putting your best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you listen to your music. Make sure you go over a mix when you mix your music down. Don't be afraid to take your music to another producer and let him mix it down. And mix, hey, it's always a thing called a remix. That's what a remix is for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the thing we're talking about, networking. The only way to network is to get out there and sell yourself. You have to sell yourself, because I can't sell you. I can't sell OG better than she can sell her LBPPW and all that. Only she can sell it the way she wants to be sold. All I can do is just vouch for her and back her. But no one can sell herself better than her. This is why everybody wants to have her manage them and this, that, and the other, because she takes care. She takes pride in her artists. You get a lot of managers, promoters that don't take pride in their artists. every time me and OG sit down and talk, she's telling me about Patron Don, or she's telling me about Chosen One. Hey, did you hear the new song? Here, check it out. I got it here on my phone, and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? And I've met most of these guys over the phone. Haven't even met them yet in person. Met them over the phone. We've already established a rapport, talking about doing music, talking about networking, and definitely talking about having them here on Unsigned Hype Radio. If you want to hit the fat man up, you hit me at the 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Or if you want to email me at unsignedhype2013@yahoo.com. Boy, we are having a good time up in here. I got OG, and she is letting everybody know this is what women like to hear. This is what a woman likes to see and be presented when you're trying to get your point across and be taken seriously. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. But right now, we're going to get into my man Demi Dago out of San Diego. Big shout-out to all my San Diego people out there. Your boy Fat Man will be out there August 17th for the J.O. Felony Concert. That's right, Fat Man and the West Coast Fat Boys will definitely be in the building networking with my San Diego cats. I got a lot of love out there. Big shout-out to my man Vic VSP out there, my girl Veronica Vega. You know what I'm saying? My man Demi Dago, you know, my man Kane Dub out there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, my man Flatline, the Rascals, the Nerds, everybody out there that's doing their damn thing out there in SD. Y'all make sure y'all get with Vic. Vic has about 9 or 10 venues up under his belt right now, and I'm trying to send artists to San Diego and go perform. This is the ultimate networking system, and it's called UnsignedHypeRadio.com, y'all. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Man, I'm through with you, man.
This is going to be like 4 bucks.
Nah,
or
man. I ain't break shit down.
Really,
no,
you know
eight.
You
come
know
on,
I mean.
Man. You can't afford it, man.
Man, go like that.
I don't
just
love you. Look,
man, I suck. Yo.
Look, get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm editing. I'm editing.
Like that you think that and I'm damn American Express is the mega kind of, cause I never leave home without one. Yeah, addicted to sex, addicted to drugs, addicted to bread, I'm eating the crumbs. Before the income, I have only one. Spin this shit like I got to run.
I'm Eddie, I'm Eddie, Eddie like
over now. The rap game is mine.
You never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic. Look, congratulations for copping the hottest CD since the last time I did one. Damn, man, it's easy, believe me. The fans is watching, but I ain't talking. I'd be damned if I go on like Pac did, and being honest. Work the Gandhi, mommy, slide me, then got three more bad bitches. Fuck it, I keep it pimping. Listen, battling me, you're dead before you die. That's just a metaphor for you buried alive. I'm shining so damn bright, I'm in the sky. Across the street from Venus, nigga, I'm that high. You sweet as pie, I fuck a circus clown. But little kids don't like you, so sit the fuck down. So what now? I'm ready for confrontation. I got hands like Freddy's with a mask like Jason. I'm losing patience with you whack MCs. It'll be a cold day in hell before you rap like me, nigga. You never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic. Look, you never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic, right? You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the sickest nigga ever to sip liquor and rip mics harder than six strikes. Popping wheelies on dirt bikes, I'm out of sight like satellites when my pin strikes. Fuck around if you wanna, then I run up on ya. Mouth full of ammonia, throwing rocks to stone. You damn it, I'm so soldier, bending your bitch over, hitting it raw dog. I'm sick, I thought I told ya, man, just give me room, some weed and mushrooms. No telling what I'ma do when I'm high and see you. Nigga, you see through, but bitch, I see you. It works on my people, I'ma stab you and bleed you. I beat fools, look, let me take a pause and scream fuck the world until I get applause. I'm losing patience with you whack MCs. It'll be a cold day in hell before you rap like me, nigga. You never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic. Look, you never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic, right? So cynical, the lyrical, individual, but it's pitiful and it's trivial. Why suckers won't be miserable? Ooh. Out of my mind, searching for success, but some stress, hating, debating on who's the best. The enemy of the state, a primate, acting irate. I'm great, but hate can get me making mistakes. I wait until you wake. Yeah. Talking to evil spirits, a villain willing to pillage a village. Hoping you niggas gon' feel it, cause I'm a thug. Known for throwing the tantrum, when cops rotting my dick, scared of me like a mansion. Stopping the theatrics, I'm blasting, causing disasters. Ready to smash it, then action, where is the action? Moving too slow, moving you go high, so I'm on cruise control. You silly hoe, you don't even know what the fuck you living for. I'm ill, so I need to fill another prescription. Writing these scriptures with niggas to carry triggers. You never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic. Look, you never rap like this, not in your life. Your style is watered down, you clown, you ain't tight. You never rap like this, not in your life. I'm the realest nigga ever to ever pick up a mic. Mike Ryan.
Trying to test this bro from a toe is a no-no. You heard me? Like the voice from New Orleans.
say. Fuck around, get rolled on home, fucking with L.A. I'm King Supreme, trust the rocker like Hakeem. Literally throwing jabs on your ass like Ali, I.B. Legendary, Mr. L.E.D. Extraordinary, Devin and one. Still out there having fun, truth to myself. Nigga, fuck them schemes, go tell them suckers them jokes. Go tell them suckers them dreams, them damn bitch, damn lick. Saying fuck you, bitch, like Drew down, nigga. Talking major shit, I was a Southwest right away before them cases. You just heard talk for niggas and they gave you a taste. What us niggas can do when we team up in pursuit. Dreams and think we mix it up like cornbread beans. I see my face, feel my spirit, and my music be live. So you niggas can hear it, I'm a Duke Block Rider. Paper, I chase it. Your shit garbage to waste it. Without a phone call, my nigga, you still can't trace it. Come on, you dub shit, nigga. Get your tape out of tape. Skip the dumb coke. Ooh, I ain't basic. Like a fearful accident, I'm gon' flip it and scrape it. It's time for the new ones. You need a replacement. I was born on the ground underneath everybody's basement. Oklahoma, my nigga, that's my station. Come on, vacation. Legal probation. I'm glad and blessed to see three of my creations. Jeremiah, two and Corey started a better nation. Indeed, meet me at three. Orientation like the funk in your tongue. I've been no booming vibrations. Minus the glass dick, nigga. I be big and I got a real heavy lift. Plus I talk shit about any fucking thing. Nigga, you name the topic like Flay. Say I take the super thing. You got that rock like Charlie. Even Vanilla, you can't hang with your man. Cause lead just got it from the AM to PM. I'm still elegant. My life is like dope, but I never go skin. I ain't Dale the funky, but I'm a funky human being. You pull jokes in the box right before we be friends. Always be clubbing, ready to hit something. Hit your baby mama, auntie, sister, mother, and a cousin. And I ain't taking that no more. I done that before. Dope pop, do you stop when steps hit the block? Cause I'm a Zoo Block Rider. Zoop, 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 block rider. Cause I'm a Zoo Block Rider. Zoop, 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 block rider. Cause I'm a Zoo Block Rider. Connect.
Hit him up.
L it out and let me know who you with me. Experience yourself, doing the damn thing. This big boy here, oh yes, I'm off the chain. Now roll that in your joint cause it's a brand new face. Getting there sooner than you with Oklahoma flags. And the one that died to me, we love it. No bull, niggas get taken out like poop. Niggas get used like ashtrays, those like throwaways. Hit like switches, nigga, and slap like bitch. Play pussy, get fucked. Two blocks, won't buzz, up tight, roll. What make my music so cold, man? Running shit like the NASCAR circuit. You like to shake your ass, you bitch. You better work it. Mr. B-I-G-L-E-D, D-O-O-B-L-O-C-C. 1026, nigga, that is the prefix. Like explosive, nigga, I'm about to blow this bitch. If this was minutes to society, you'd be faggot ass choppy. So you bitch ass nigga, you better back up off me. Nigga be running and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. Cause I got a microphone, nigga, but I kept busting. My lyrics is running through you like a spirit talking lies.
You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct. Unsigned Hype Radio. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. My girl OG is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man. that's my man, Oled Better. We went all the way from San Diego all the way down to Oklahoma. Matter of fact, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was my man. My man, Mr. Oled Better in classic shit. You know what I'm saying? And before that, we heard my man Dimmy Dago out of San Diego, and after that we heard my man Kane Dub battle rap like me, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, so what have you been thinking about the music, OG?
I like it. There's a lot of good talent out there, you know.
Okay.
is you really, really got to feel for it. You really got to get to know the artist. Like I said, you know, I don't judge an artist by just their song. I like to get to know them personally, you know, and see what they're all about.
All right. Now, I know it's we're going on to the 6:30 p.m. out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big. You got the Fat Man and OG, Unsigned Hype Radio. This is just a pilot. You know what I'm saying? We testing the waters and everything, letting y'all know we coming and we coming hard. You know what I'm saying? And y'all didn't even know that OG was looking for talent, and she's been working with talent and things like that. There, it just kind of, and she said it just kind of grew on her. You know, she has that hellified aura that pulls people to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook. Tell her where they can get in touch with you, OG.
Well, all of you know me as G-Spot as well on Pillow Talk, but my name is Gina. You can hit me up on Facebook, Gina Retzloff, or you can look for me through LVPPW, Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women. I'm the president and co-founder of that group. You can hit me on Twitter, Retzloff Gina, or you can email me. You can email me your EPK, your tracks, whatever you would like to send me. Send it through email. It's gspotgina@att.net. And, of course, you know, hit me up on Unsigned Hype.
That's right. You got any last words, any last shout-outs before we get up out of here?
Just a shout-out to my local artists, Ruby Red, Patron Don, Mingo, Legacy Royale, Kelly Sky. You know, just keep up the great work that you guys are doing. You know, push. Promote your own music so you can get it out there. You know, step it up, get your EPKs, get your resume on video, do it. You know, you got to step it up and really push yourselves and do it in a classy way so you can have that image that you need to get farther in your career.
That's what's up exactly. So what she's saying, everybody, just like she just said, everybody, get your shit together, basically. You know, here on Unsigned High, we don't pull no punches, we don't sugarcoat nothing. Get your shit together. 2015 is right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get those press kits together. You'll be surprised who they will let perform on the strip if you come correctly, if you have the right type of paperwork, if you go through City Hall properly like you're supposed to. Start taking advantage of where you're at. Don't let where you're at take advantage of you and keep you down. You're supposed to be out here shining and grinding, you know what I'm saying, every day. If I'm not mistaken, we get way over 3 million people that visit Las Vegas, Nevada every year. We get over 150,000. We get over 150,000 or more that comes here every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Trust me, we know. Trust me, OG knows. She's out there. She's out there at the beauty bar. She's out there at Boomers. You guys don't even know it. She's always telling me, such and such is performing at the beauty bar tonight. I told him I was going to come out and support him. Such and such is performing at, you know, Boomers tonight. I was going to go out and support him. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. Everybody support. You know what I'm saying? Swap music. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to look at everybody and be like, well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, sell this CD and, you know, can you give me a donation and things like that. When somebody like OG comes to you and go, oh, well, I do several radio shows and everything, you know what I'm saying? Give me your music and I can get it to somebody or I can get it played or this or the other. Stop turning your nose up at her. Stop turning your nose up at people like what you gonna do for me, you know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So like I said, for Fat Man and G Spot, you know what I'm saying? We got I think we got a call or somebody's listening. Hold on. You're listening to Unsigned High Radio. Who is this?
What's going on? I'm Legacy Royale, just tuning in.
That's my boy.
That's one of Gina's artists and everything. What's going on, man?
Good to be a part of your show.
Man, we're glad to have you. I know Gina just mentioned you about some things that you're doing, man. Kind of tell everybody real quick who you are, what you're doing.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Legacy Royale. Right now I'm working on an EP. I just switched over from hip-hop. I do EDM music now. I'm located right here in Las Vegas, born and raised, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But yeah, man, just here to just give the people something different and something organic and something pure.
Okay, okay. Now you said you switched. Oh, I'm sorry, Gina. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just saying that's what's up. You know, this gentleman is truly gifted. He is a talented artist. He's a young man. He can switch genres at a snap of a finger. He can go, EP. He can go. He can spit. He can dance. This boy can dance. He's so talented and so artistic, and you know, he's a pleasure to work with. He's always got a positive attitude. He's always there, you know, on cue, representing, doing his best, a true professional, kills it on the mic, just an amazing artist. And you know me well enough to know that I would not say all of those things if I didn't truly, truly believe it. So, yeah, this is a young man who has a future.
Yeah, she endorsed you, Glenn, but she let me know, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you were able to call in. The question I want to ask you, you just made a statement. You said you switched from hip-hop to EDM. Now, what made you make the switch? Where can we find it?
This was about a year ago, and, I just kind of felt like my hip-hop was just kind of dragging. I've always been a lyricist, and I felt for me that I was falling out of love with it. And, you know, they say absence make the heart grow fonder. So, you know, I took a step back from my music altogether. And during that downtime, I started hearing about, you know, all my friends are telling me about EDM and dubstep and trap and house. And I'm listening to it, and the first song I heard, it drew me in. It was like hypnotizing, and that's something I've never experienced as an artist before, just letting the beat alone talk to me. And from there, I'm like, yo, I wonder if I could rap to this. And from there, here we are. So August 21st, my first EDM project drops, and it's called 13 Letters to Her, dedicated to my fiance.
Okay. Well, wonderful, and everything. Where can everybody find you, Evan?
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/LegacyRoyaleMusic. SoundCloud, same thing, soundcloud.com/LegacyRoyaleMusic.
Okay. OG, you got any other questions for him?
No, you covered it. And like I said, this young man is so talented and, you know, such a pleasure to work with and a true professional. Just definitely look him up, listen to him, give him some proper respect, like his page, like his music. And I guarantee you, when he's on the stage, he is one to really pay attention to because, like I said, he is so artistic and not just in his music. He, like I said, he is a true performer. He entertains the crowd. He gets their attention 100. So yeah, definitely want to keep your eye out on him.
That's right. You're gonna get more than just me on stage and holding a microphone. You're gonna get way more than that. You come for entertainment. You're gonna get entertainment when you come to see me.
That's what's up, man. Because you don't get it. We're getting tired of, you know, the rappers walking back and forth across the stage holding their dick and shit like that there. You know, everybody wants to be entertained. You want somebody, you know. I mean, for real, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you get, you know. Look here, I used to do a show back at what they call the Hookah Palace now over here on Flamingo and Cambridge. A group walked in one night from the north end, from the north side of town. They called themselves the Warhols, okay? It was 23 of them, okay? They all told me, yeah, we're all on this song. I said, it's 23 of y'all on this song. I stopped my whole show. Hold on. I stopped my whole show, everybody in the club. I got on the mic. I said, look here. I want to see this shit. And I said, and each and every one of y'all better rap on this damn song or I'm putting y'all off my damn stage. They got up to five. I said, cut this shit. Get the fuck off my stage. Y'all must be out of y'all damn rabbit ass mind for getting up here. 23 artists on one song. Get the hell out of here. So, yeah, I agree with you, bruh. It's time to bring talent to the stage. It's time to give people a show. And that's what us being out here in Vegas, we are known for doing, is putting on a show. So I commend you for saying, yeah, when you see me perform, you're going to just get more than just a lyricist. You're going to get more than just somebody walking back and forth across the stage. I'm like, yo, motherfucker, okay then. I heard you the first damn time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, so right. Trust me, man, please post your music on my wall. You know what I'm saying? So we can start getting some push on it and everything. And like you said, let everybody know who you are once again.
Definitely, everybody. It was a pleasure. My name is Legacy Royale.
Legacy Royale. Now, that's a name in itself. That right there, that's a hit and a half for your ass right there. Your name kind of explains what you're about, Legacy Royale. Okay, then, well, I'm about to hear some royal shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, listen, man, you make sure you post your music on my wall. I will make sure that I know my girl, my girl Serafina, out there in Sydney, Australia, and my man DJ Trevor Faith. Big shout out to all the DJs. This was one thing that I wanted to get across before we get up out of here. Check this out. To all you artists, we wouldn't be artists if it wasn't for the DJ. The DJ breaks our music. You know, we got radio personalities like G-Spot and OG and myself. We break music. But the DJ, like shout out to DJ Needles, I know Gina knows, DJ Todd One, big shout out to him and things like that. These are the people that you really need to be getting your music to, getting your club music to. Stop picking them all that street shit, you know, little Mookie got shot and this, that. They ain't going to play that in the club, you know what I'm saying, and everybody's drinking. Don't nobody want to have no downer in the club and this, that, and the other. You know, they want to play something upbeat that's going to get the women to shake their ass. Am I lying, G-Spot? Am I lying, OG?
No, you're right. Lying. You're right, because you know that 90% of the people that go to a club and get up and dance is going to be the women. Even if they ain't got a date, they will dance with their girlfriends. And if they have a DJ and playing something that they want to hear, they will be sitting their ass in a corner drinking the Moscato instead of getting their ass in the dance.
Exactly. So, artists, respect the DJ. Package your stuff right and give it to the DJ. Start getting it to your local DJ so you can get on these mixtapes and everything. Stop thinking that everything is so beneath you and everybody got to pay you for every little thing. You got to crawl before you walk. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In this game, you got to have tough skin because criticism is a mama. And, you know, and DJs are getting critical now to where they're going, man, I can't play that shit on my shit, man. That shit, it ain't even mixed right. First of all, let's start mixing and mastering our music correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stop sitting in the neighborhood studio with Pookie and y'all trying to master the music and y'all done smoked the ounce of cushion, this, that, and the other. Y'all ears are shot, eyes are shot. Y'all can't hear shit, but y'all, both of y'all looking at each other talking about, that's tight. And for the yes men that go to the studio, stop telling your homie, nigga, that was shit. That was a hot ass verse, and you know it was. Yeah, it was a hot verse. It was a hot ass mess.
Right.
Let's start being honest with each other.
And for those that are competing against each other, 16 bars for 16 bars. If you don't memorize that shit for the next time you're asked to do the 16 bars, you ain't doing cool 16 bars. Make sure you know that shit. Memorize it.
Exactly.
Because the next time you
got to
spit it out, it ain't
going to
sound right, trust.
Exactly. These artists aren't looking at themselves as a brand. There's no business mentality. So because of the lack of the business mentality, you know, everything else is falling short. How they collaborate, how they record, how they perform, it's no respect. And one thing that I can't stand is everybody's so clicked up that they got too much pride to show love to another artist.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with you 100%, Royale, because my thing is, this is what I hate. We doing these shows. I didn't perform. After my performance, you're next. Everybody that left. It's like, yo, show. I didn't just pumped up my dude. after my performance, yeah, y'all ready for Legacy Royale and this, that, and the other, but everybody want to go out to the parking lot now. Now it's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got a few people standing out there. People, we got to start supporting our local music. Stop walking out. Stop leaving. Stay until the show is over. Support that artist. That artist brought
right.
these people to support you. How can we think return that favor? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's
another thing that I was so proud of my last event that I did back in May. You know, every single artist that was there performing supported each other. They supported each other and respected each other so much that now we're even considering doing a mixtape with all the performers that were at the last event.
Yeah.
Now to get them together on a possible mixtape. So, you know, when you have that mutual respect and you're in a position, you know, like a certain, you know, event, a promoter or a coordinator that brings you all together and makes sure that everybody's on the same page, that the show's going to run smooth, that, you know, everybody has their mutual respect, everybody knows where they stand, where they're performing, what they're doing. You know, it just makes life a whole lot easier. And you know what, I was so proud of my event that, you know, everybody stayed for every single performance. The models, even though I had 15 models, they were peeking through the curtain to watch these performers perform. they wanted to be out there, but they couldn't because they were doing wardrobe changes. But, you know, it's nice to have an event like that where everybody is supportive of one another.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm gonna make sure that that OG hooks up a live interview with me and Royale and everything like that. Gina, OG, we go. We'll do it old school. We'll do it with the iPhone and everything like that. Her son just got a garage door opener for his birthday. Man, this phone is so big. Man, it looked like a TV screen. He was like, "Look what I got for my birthday." I was like, "Well, damn, do you have to have two hands to carry it?" You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, we will definitely get together and do a live interview. This is one of the things that me and OG like to do. We like to do live interviews with these artists. You don't know who may be checking for you. You don't know who may be watching you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We get people
exactly.
that watch us all the way from big shout out to my man Earl Kobidi. I always fuck his last name up, but Earl Kobidi out there in Johannesburg, Africa. Okay, we reach overseas. We reach a lot of people overseas. Big shout out to the damn Palestinians out there in Iraq. Okay,
yes.
People just don't know how far Unsigned Hype goes and how far and how many people listen. It may not light up on the switchboard, but the archives, man, just goes through the roof. So like I said, man, you post your music on my wall, we going to get that live interview together and get it done. We're going to do it out here on the strip, let you spit one of them hot 16s, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know it's really real, you know what I mean? And, man, we appreciate you calling, man. Please stay in touch. We will support you 1,020%.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to my little sister, Callie Sky. We have a brother-sister duo called Sky Royale, so expect that soon. Yeah. And we definitely going to get that over to y'all.
Okay, well, that's what's up. OG, you got any last shout-out?
No, just, you know, wishing everybody a great evening, and thank you to you for having me on the show and to all my local artists, you know, much love and respect. God bless every single one of you. My West Coast people, because, you know, I'm West Coast all the way. You know,
all
definitely
way,
want to
yeah,
shout them
way.
Out. So,
you
understand?
No, that's for me. So listen, y'all, listen, we about to get up out of here. I know it's early, you know what I'm saying, but this is what you do when you test the waters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The real artists call in. I guess everybody's sitting back listening like, I wonder if, yeah, y'all was wondering if Fat Man was going to turn up and instead and the other put people on blast. Nah, we ain't going to do that. We're here to nurture. We're here to network. We're here to make a difference. We're here to put Las Vegas on the map the right way.
Yeah.
And when you do that, that means you have to package it. Okay, my man Royale just told you, you have to market yourself. I had a man from Universal tell me one time, Fat Man, you have to package yourself and market yourself like a bottle of ketchup. okay?
Yes.
The way you see Heinz ketchup and the off-brands in the supermarket, 99 cent, this, that, and the other, $4 for $5, all of that and everything, sometime you got to do that with your own CDs. There's a lot of you artists that's talking about, this is volume 45. I ain't even heard volume 1 yet. You already on 45?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to do a blowout sale. It's like $5 for 45 CDs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everything. Because it's about marketing.
Right.
Marketing yourself. You know what I'm saying? So listen, for OG, Fat Man, and Royale, y'all, this is how we do it. This is Unsigned Hype Radio. We will be back next week. Get your shit together because we're coming back better than ever. We are out of here. Peace. We about to play. This is a new song from my man, P. Dot Freeze. Big shout out to P. Dot Freeze. You know what I'm saying? Another local cat and everybody, you know, hood sent. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, y'all. Peace and hair grease. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. Fat Man. UnsignedHypeRadio.com.
Mad love, two hoes at the same time, both nose on the same line, doped up and they tryna fuck, I gotta move slow without purple cups, dip it low in that bass shit, slow mo like Matrix, 10 grand with her wasted, so got dough to blow so I waste it. Touch your toes, bend it over. I knock that down like Bulldozer. I beat that up like banking. Yeah, but tell her turn around like she backing out. Pour champagne in that pussy hoe. Pussy sweeter than Tootsie Rolls. Three stacks like Andre. She gon' eat this stick like Andre. Punk that pussy like Debo. Pass her to my people. Deep throat, deep throat. Her mouth wetter than the peach flow. Donkey on her like EO. Pussy smelling like DO. I pull her drawers to a deep flow. Then we came in on it like three.
Your body's on.